At 8:22, this is KERA News. I'm Sam Baker. Texas A&M has called off a planned white supremacist rally on its campus next month. A university statement yesterday cited concerns about the safety of its students, faculty, staff, and the public. A former A&M student named Preston Wigginton said Saturday's Unite the Right rally in Charlottesville, Virginia, inspired him to organize a White Lives Matter rally in College Station. Cancellation, though, came amid mounting political pressure in Texas. On the State House floor last night, Representative Helen Giddings of Dallas said Texas will not stand for hate.
Texas will not engage in or tolerate bigotry, hatred, and violence. We must make clear that the neo-Nazis, the white supremacists, the white nationalists, the Ku Klux Klan, and their enablers are not welcome here.
Meanwhile, in Dallas, Mayor Mike Rawlings will hold a press conference at noon today to address what happened in Charlottesville. The Dallas City Council will vote over the next few weeks on whether the city should remove all monuments to the Confederacy throughout the city and rename schools, city parks, and other public facilities named after Confederate figures. An anti-white supremacy rally is also scheduled in Dallas this Saturday. Protesters are expected to demand the removal of a 60-foot-tall Confederate monument in Pioneer Park Cemetery. This summer, KERA's education reporters are profiling people making a difference with North Texas children, recalling them American graduate champions. Today, we meet Reggie Moss, a mentor to men of all ages, but mostly fathers struggling to raise their kids. Moss works at a faith-based nonprofit in Fort Worth. KERA's Bill Zeeble reports Moss is on a mission to make better dads.
Eric Gregory sits with his 8-year-old son, Destin. Gregory's talking with his mentor, Reggie Moss.
He wrote a little short letter to Proctor. And then at the end, I say,
Gregory meets with Moss about once a week. They talk by phone on a regular basis and have been meeting for about 3 years. Gregory remembers the first time he called Moss. He was under a lot of pressure. He was facing a court date over missed child support payments, and he faced a possible drug charge.
I'm sitting here thinking by myself in this parking lot, I could either go this way right now or that way. Go ahead and just try to make a bunch of money just so I could have some money for my son because I might have to go to jail. And then I had Mr. Reggie's number.
Gregory has already served several stints behind bars, for robbery and for drugs. Raised without a dad himself, Gregory didn't want to do the same to Destin. He thinks of Moss as his lifeline.
He listened to me and offered his advice and wisdom, didn't judge me at all, and that's the one thing I remember. That's the one thing that would give me goosebumps, that he didn't judge me.
The majority of the dads that we work with, dad wasn't there. You'd be surprised how many dads we've got who grandma raised them.
Reginald Moss is a mentor with New Day Services in Fort Worth. He helps fathers, most of them in trouble, navigate the legal system, the workplace, and parenthood. He's been mentoring men like Gregory for years.
I like helping people. It's a passion for me. When we first meet, I'm listening to you because the idea is this is your life. Where are we going? We talk about how did we get here and where are we trying to go.
It sounds so reasonable. For men from dysfunctional homes, with addictions or criminal records, or estranged from their kids, Moss explains logic can get lost.
You want to change. You don't know how. You're trying to come up with a plan. You don't know how. And you sit down and you start talking about it. Things start clearing up and getting in order for you. We've got an actual action plan to take right out. And so let's take a look at what you're doing. Let's take a look at step by step and stay focused on where you're trying to go.
Moss is among the best at what he does, says Stephen Goodman, who leads the New Day Services mentoring program.
My friend Reggie Moss is one of the finest individuals I've met in this community, and I've been in Fort Worth since 1978. He ministers, in the supportive sense of that word, to almost every man he engages. He listens. I can't help you if I won't listen to you.
Moss says he learned how to listen and how to mentor from the best. His father pastored at Fort Worth's First St. John Baptist Church for decades.
You get to see what really goes on in the church. You get to see people's lives for real. You get to see their interaction with the pastor one-on-one with people in need.
Moss says ministering in church or helping troubled fathers, they're the same thing. He's using lessons learned from his father to guide men like Eric Gregory. Gregory, in turn, seems to be passing those lessons on to his son, Destin.
He doesn't get in trouble anymore.
What kind of trouble?
Bad trouble. Really bad trouble.
Like when he was in jail. That's when Destin missed him the most. Or when Dad had limited visitation rights.
Only on Thursdays I got to see him for 2 hours. We tried to watch a movie and then we had to leave in the middle of it.
Destin says things are better now. Gregory feels back on track thanks to Moss. He thinks of Moss not as a father, but more like a Greek god. Actually, he says Athena, the goddess who helped guide Odysseus home.
And just being that guiding light with her eyes shining bright. So when I look at Mr. Reggie, not to, you know, put you in the female goddess perspective, but it's a non-judgmental, unbiased guide. You know, whenever you want to follow what you know you need to do, here goes the way. And it never wavers.
Something else that hasn't wavered? His bond with his son, Destin. Inspired by his dad and Reggie Moss, Destin found a quote about achieving goals, and he memorized it.
And that quote was, just set you a goal and see where you go.
I bet you'll end up in a good place.
And that's how he finished it. Set you a goal and see where you go, and I bet you'll end up in a good place.
Eric Gregory and his son say they've achieved that goal, and they have someone to thank for that, Mr. Reggie. Bill Zeibel, KERA News.
Coming up on the BBC News Hour, rescue and recovery efforts continue in Sierra Leone's capital, where mudslides have killed more than 300 people. Britain says it wants to negotiate a temporary customs arrangement with the European Union after it leaves the EU. And India marks 70 years of independence. BBC News Hour begins at 9 on KERA 90.1. In the forecast, partly sunny skies, a 20% chance of rain with a high near 96. It's 81 degrees in Dallas and Fort Worth, 76 in Wichita Falls, and 80 degrees in Tyler.